Hey friends, how are you? It's Danny Morrell, and welcome to another edition of Empire Builders Live. Hey, the purpose of the group is to build an empire, and it's to give you insights into exactly what it takes to accomplish that. This specifically is going to be a real estate conversation. We have, gosh, I would say 95% of us, of our audience is real estate. However, if you listen to the conversation, regardless of what industry that you're in, you're going to find massive value from it. Real fast, if you could, just let us know who you are, where you're coming from, and I'm gonna give an opportunity for one person to ask a question at the very end. So if you've got a question, go ahead and type that question in. Today I wanna talk to you about an interesting conversation I had this morning with one of our great producing coaching clients in the Las Vegas market. Which, by the way, Las Vegas, if you don't know, we are planning a tour right now. We're going to be out there within the next 3 to 4 months. So just stay in contact with us through Instagram or whatever the case may be, and you will be hearing about that for sure. But here was his question. He said, hey, as a matter of fact, I'll probably even read it to you if I can find it. He messaged me this morning this question, and obviously him being one of our clients, I want to help him with this. He sends me this question. Okay, he didn't. Anyways, the question was, listen, how do I build a team, and what's the purpose of building a team? And do I build a team when it comes to, from the perspective of just hiring more people, or do I focus on hiring more staff to help me out? And I'm going to give you a little insight into the conversation that we had, because I really, really think that this issue of teams and building an office and all of this stuff. Look, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the market is hot right now. To be quite honest with you, it's actually shifting right now as we speak. So if you haven't been working on your sales skills, if you haven't been working on your presentation, if you haven't been working on your lead generation, if your business has been run by default, you're about to feel a world of hurt. I'm sorry, it is what it is. For those of you that have been preparing, the most prepared are the ones that are going to win in a down market, right? And so what's been happening is, since the market has been trending up, egos have been inflated in our industry. And you know, everybody wants to build a team. Everybody wants to, you know, basically if your cousin says, hey, you know, I do good selling DVDs at Best Buy, right? People are thinking, oh, I'm going to make him a realtor, right? That's a great addition to a team. And that's just not the way business works. You know, it's just not the way business works. So when I dug a little deeper, I just asked him a couple of basic questions, and I found out that 85% of his business is buyer-based. And here's what he told me. He goes, you know, listen, man, I'm coming to a place, I'm 3 years in, and I'm getting to a place in my business where, quite frankly, I'm starting to see, like, I have very little leverage, and so I want to gain some leverage. And I go, okay, well, how many leads do you have right now? He goes, dude, I have 11 hot leads right now, and they're all buyers. And honest to God, this is exactly what I told him. He said, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I honest to God wouldn't, guys. I really would not wish that on my worst enemy. And I thought I'd have a little basic discussion with you guys about this topic, because what tends to happen to most of us in the real estate profession is we get into the industry and we get a good taste of money. Of decent money, of closing a deal and, you know, earning $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 in one deal. And I gotta be honest with you, that's the worst thing that could happen to many of us. Because number one, it creates bad spending and savings habits. Number two, we immediately forget about budgeting. Number three, we forget about running a business. And if you were running an actual business, you know, every time Apple sells a phone for $1,000, they don't go put the $1,000 in Tim Cook's pocket. Tim Cook gets paid a salary plus stock options. So we forget about setting up structures. We talked about this big time. I gave you the exact roadmap to follow in day 3 of Relentless last year. But the biggest thing that happens is that you forget to strategically plan for the future. And you get to forget to strategically plan what you want your business to look like. And we get stuck in this black hole of working, getting a check, spending the money, and working, getting a check, spending the money, so forth and so on. And why am I bringing this up? Because if you have an inkling or a little hint of what you want your future to look like, it doesn't look like you working 7 days a week for the rest of your life. It can't look like that. Nobody could possibly want that. It doesn't look like you hustling forever. It can't look like that. No, nobody got into this business to hustle forever. Everybody got into this business because you saw a potential to make a lot of money. You saw a potential to live a leveraged life. You saw a potential to give your family what they deserve. And you saw a potential to have freedom. And then the reality is that less than 15% of the population in real estate ever actually realizes that. Why? Because the name of the game is listings, guys. It's listings. The name of the game will never be buyers. Never will be. The way I see things and the way I want to teach you to see things is buyers is quite frankly a means to an end. Okay? It's a means to an end. I would only use buyers if I needed quick cash. I would only use buyers to fuel my marketing for sellers. Buyers is an avenue of my business. I'm not saying don't work buyers, but I would have a definite goal as to by when I would never touch a buyer again. Because what happens is, and I've actually broken this down, you earn, I believe it's 6 times the money per hour when you're working with sellers. And so the question becomes, why don't we work with more sellers? Because that takes learning. That takes work. That takes development. That takes practice. That takes a routine of daily, consistent practice to learn the mindset of leadership, the mindset of confronting in a one-on-one, face-to-face conversation, the words that you have to learn to say. It quite honestly takes us as a community to stop winging it. And why do so many of us wing it? We wing it because we can. Why are so many of us stuck in mediocre production? Because we can be. Because in most markets in the United States of America, you can go out and you can go close 15 deals in a year, and you can make 6 figures. And that's the reason why many of us don't make 7 figures, because we don't ever develop the skills it really requires to become great salespeople and great business people, because we don't need to. I'm going to ask you a question. I don't have my wallet with me, but it's in the car right now. But if I have, okay, this bottle of water. Here's a bottle of water, all right? Plastic bottle of water. Isaac, how much do you think this costs at the store? $5?
Yeah, $5.
Okay, what do you think it costs to make?
20 cents.
20 cents, something like that. Let's say $1. Let's just say $1. All right, so that means that as a plastic jug salesperson, I am making $4 a pop. $4 a pop. You follow me? Mm-hmm. You see, if I'm only making $4 a pop, do you think I need to research the best plastic to buy and the cheapest plastic to buy? I probably should, right? Do you think I need to research how to market the plastic and how to market my product? I probably should. Do you think I need to go out and strike deals with stores to get my product placed in the right shelf? Do you think I need to continuously visit them to get the product moved up in the shelf? Why? Because I'm only making $4 a pop. Since I'm only making $4 a pop, the only game to play is mass sales. We have the opposite in real estate sales. We don't make $4 a pop. We don't make $400 a pop. We don't make $4,000 a pop. We make $8,000, $9,000 a pop. So all the things that most people have to deal with that are in business go out the door. They go out the door. And I'm telling you this because I love you guys and I care for you guys. I've sat at this desk meeting people 20 years in the business who are still working 7 days a week. Why? Because they never thought about what they wanted their life to look like in 20 years. And so I'm here to challenge you this morning. I'm here to challenge you and to let you know that if you look at your business and you look at the deals that you've closed so far year to date, if 60% of them or more are not coming from sellers, we have a problem. We have a problem, and it's a problem that we need to address. It's a problem that is only addressed by getting the right coaching, the right teaching, and quite frankly, it's a problem that is going to go ahead and challenge you head on with your greatest fears, your fear of rejection and your fear of confrontation. This is why real estate salespeople do not choose to go out and get sellers, because they're afraid of rejection and afraid to confrontation. And so how do you... Fear is always going to exist. How do you minimize that fear? It's simple. Number one, you got to have the right mindset. The right mindset. Okay? You have to understand the numbers. You have to understand that, yes, you will get rejected. And yet, however, if you play the numbers game, right? There will be certain amount of rejection, and yet there will be certain amount of victories. And then you have to train your mind to not focus on the rejection, but to look for the victory. That's what all great people know how to do. They don't focus on the loss, they focus on the win. Number two, you have to know the right words to say and how to say them, okay? So mindset is number one, communication is number two. And quite frankly, most people will never, ever go ahead and learn the right communication, because again, when you're making $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a pot, you don't need to. You only need to when you have a great vision for your future, when you want to build an empire, right? So you've got to learn the words to say. You've got to learn neuro-linguistic programming. You've got to learn the right techniques. You've got to learn the right tonality. You've got to learn the right rate of speech. You got to learn how to mimic and mirror the prospect. You've got to learn how to close, which is something that's very uncomfortable for people. You got to learn how to handle objections, all of that. And then number three, you got to learn to take the right action. The right action. My friend this morning, my client, I let him know, just like Tiger Woods, he closed 27 deals last year. He closed 45 deals this year. He's closed 38 and he's on track to close 45 deals this year, but he's working 7 days a week. And so I told him, just like Tiger Woods, right? If you haven't read the book Tiger Woods, I would highly recommend it. Just like Tiger Woods, we might have to do a little swing change and we might have to take a step back in order to take 5 steps forward, right? And so I'm going to coach him through the process, basically, of what I went through, because it's what I had to go through. I was stuck at 32 deals a year, working 7 days a week. And I said, you know, if I ever want to like see my kids on the weekend, this is not going to work. And so I did a swing change in my business and I geared all of my focus towards going out and getting sellers, learning what to say, learning how to say it, so forth and so on. That's how you get leverage, guys. And I'm here to challenge you this morning that if you're a part of this group and if you're a part of this movement and you really do want to build an empire, right? Then at some point in time, if you're in real estate sales, you're going to have to tackle the issue of learning and understanding how to get sellers. Obviously, we do a great job at this in our coaching programs. If you don't know what they are, go to DannyMorrell.com. But we've got several options, including a new program. It's a 3-day expired training course that shows you step by step. Literally, there's not a program out there how to go out and take expired listings. Okay? So there's food for thought for today, guys. Like I've always told you guys, don't do anything for today. Do it for the future. Specifically, don't go out and be a deal maker. Don't go out and look for a check. Look to build a business. And if you're going to look to build a business, you got to get listings. And you got to get very, very good at finding and closing and signing up sellable listings with motivated sellers. Okay? Isaac, are there questions? Are there humans out there?
There's humans out there.
There's humans out there, but they're being gun shy.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then I'm going to wrap it up. How many minutes was that we give them?
We got them 13 minutes.
13 minutes. Beautiful. It's a 15-minute show every week. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to this over and over and over again. And if you have any more questions, please feel free to reach out to me direct. If you do not know, we are about a week away from signing our keynote speaker for Relentless 2019. If you haven't done that already, I'd go to relentlessevent.com. The dates have been set July 31st through August 2nd of 2019 at the Anaheim Hilton. We've got over 700 people who already have tickets and they bought them just based off of what they learned last year. They didn't even know the dates. They didn't know who was coming. They didn't know anything. They just knew we put on the best events in the country. So I hope to see you there. Take care and we'll see you next week, Monday at 11 o'clock from now on. Bye-bye.